I'd like to reconvene the September 25th, 2018 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is the City of Norfolk, number 18-0920. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon. So we're going to start in the City of Norfolk, where you will be acting as the Dune and Beach Board. The City of Norfolk has rescinded the Dune and Beach ordinances. Specifically, the City of Norfolk is requesting authorization to excavate 125 cubic yards of sand, regrade and plant native grasses on a jurisdictional dune on private property at 97129. This is actually the board's jurisdiction is a small piece of the entire project. The entire project is, well, let me start with where the project takes place. So we're at the end of 9th Bay Street here in East Ocean View. So as the project as a whole is the city will be building a public access way at the terminus of 9th Bay Street to reach the public beach. This is a portion of dune that has been experiencing erosion from foot traffic. As people are trying to get to the beach and they're climbing the dune, you can see here where a large amount of erosion has taken place. Sand is being blown through this erosion area onto this private property. So what the City of Norfolk is doing is they're taking this sand from the private property. This is the board's jurisdiction here. They're going to regrade the dune and build a platform over the dune for beach access.
What property is that?
This is 9712.
I'm talking about the business beside or whatever.
Oh, for the business. Okay.
Okay, just thank you. I appreciate it.
So here's a portion on the backside of the dune looking at the erosion that's taken place from the foot traffic. So basically what the city is going to do is they're going to remove sand at the top here, fill in this walk area, move everything into the city right-of-way, and build a walking platform over the dune. So here you can see some of the regrading and the elevations that they plan to do, where they're going to be tying the dune on either side. And where the red box is specifically where the board's jurisdiction is. And again, that's excavation, moving sand, and planting native vegetation. So the project will result in temporary impacts to the primary dune and temporary loss of stabilized dune vegetation. However, the proposed project will ultimately restore and stabilize an eroding dune. The beach access project as a whole will greatly reduce foot traffic through the dune and provide a dune-friendly walkway for beachgoers. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1403 and our Dune and Beach guidelines, staff recommends approval of the project with the following conditions. We recommend that plant mortality be addressed by replacing plants during the next available growing season. Dune planting must achieve 85% coverage within 2 years to be considered successful. And any construction access areas will be regraded to pre-existing elevations and replanted with the City of Norfolk's representative is here if you have any questions.
Okay. So after evaluating the merits of the project, considering all factors,
we recommend approval of the following conditions.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Does the city representative wish to be heard? Be comfortable.
I just wanted to thank you guys for working with us to come up with a good solution. We're kind of excited that this is a new blowout that we're going to have the opportunity to close by.
Just come up to the podium for me, please. Yeah. Since if you'll give accolades to Rachel, like I want to get it all on record. You raise your right hand, please. Make sure you're telling the truth, too. You solemnly swear the testimony about you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God. State your name, please, for the record.
My name is Chuck Joyner. I'm the Assistant City Engineer. I'm with the Public Works Department.
Good to have you here, Chuck.
So, yes, this is an opportunity for us to actually close off a blowout that occurs perennially in the dune. We fixed it on two previous occasions because prior to rescinding the dune ordinance, we've had to fill it back in. This is a way that we can take sand that's blown out on property, fill the gap, and then construct a beach access that will allow people that are going to the beach anyway to go without disturbing the dune any further.
Okay, thanks. Any questions? Thank you, sir. Anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? There seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
Staff recommendation.
Motion second. Made by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.